Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble all along.
Welcome back. Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. No, none other. Bill Brandt's our guest. There is nobody else like him, too. He's the president and the CEO of Development Specialist, Inc., DSI.biz is his website. I encourage you to check it out. Bill is a global thinker, a very smart guy, well-connected. Bill, I wanted you to give my audience a little bit of a perspective on how you think the U.S. and the global economy are going right now.
I'm troubled by the fact that workforce participation, as we call it, is at an all-time low. And there are more Americans not in the workforce than at any time than just before World War II. A lot of that this time isn't due to the recession. Some of it is. A greater portion of it, in my mind, Jim, is due to the job dislocation that has followed what I call the information technology revolution. Mm-hmm. There are a lot less jobs
recovery.
Bricks on mortar than there are writing codes and software. And that's something for which most adult Americans are particularly unprepared for.
And, you know, Bill, I talk to people all the time. I talked to someone last week who said they have a job to have a job opening. They can't find qualified people.
Well, the good news is, and it is good news, that the cost of labor in China, Malaysia, and the others is now beginning to look what it is in the United States when you add the freight cost because of the fuel. And so their manufacturing is about to undergo a renaissance in the United States.
Inshoring.
Onshoring, as it's called, or inshoring, yes.
Yeah.
That's the good news. The bad news is that the reason we can compete with these other economies is we've increased our cycle times, our production times, mm-hmm. and we've done that through mechanization. So where it once took, as we now, like the steel mills when we did the mini mills, where it once took 200 guys or ladies to make a bar of steel, it now takes 10. And so the good news is we're getting those industries back. The bad news is they're so streamlined and
mechanized. Exactly. Yeah, I talked to a paper mill. I tell the story all the time. I talked to a man who built a paper mill and operated till a resident manager came in. I said, how many of your employees use technology in the direct performance of their job, a computer? He said, 100%. I said, how many employees you got? He said, half as many as the plant I built 10 years ago.
And it's going to keep going like that.
So the good news is, making things jobs are coming back to America. The bad news is it doesn't look like your daddy's factory.
No, it doesn't. On the other hand, it does provide a lot of work for people who repair those devices, if you will. And that is a certain, and that's a technological skill that doesn't require a PhD. That's the kind of stuff that the Rye and the others.
Do you believe that the reason we have such a poor participation is because we didn't? Are we going through a cycle that just has to work its way out, or did we really not prepare people for these jobs?
Little bit of both, but the problem is, Jim, there's a great tendency in America when something goes like this to go find somebody to blame.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is when the Industrial Revolution happened in England back in, 200 years ago, I'm sure they were blaming or trying to figure out who to blame. It is the evolution of history. There is always some catch-up. We need to do better, especially job creation for our kids between 20 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
They're hit real hard, as well as our African-American and Hispanics population.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do better. And I think people understand we have to do better, and there's a consensus developing. But we're not there yet.
This could take a generation, at least a generation, to work this out, won't it?
I would agree with that, yes.
And at least one, if not two.
Well, at least one, if not two. Time does provide the biggest cure, but that's not much solace for the people today who are trying
to get. So you're saying, then, based with that, on that indictment that you and I just made, we're saying that the global growth is going to be moribund for maybe a generation or so. Japan has had a lost generation. We used to call it a lost decade. Are we saying planet Earth's going to have a lost generation?
Somewhat. It's not just stuck on America. You and I have now seen mobile phones coming out with completely new apps in a span of 18 months. There is no way you can teach a bunch of kids today what's going to be the technology in 10 years because it is evolving exponentially. And so we're doing the best we can, but we're not the world's dummies either.
Right.
They're having the same problems in Sweden and Finland, Right. Keeping pace with technology is tough for everybody.
But it's not just the jobs when they do when they get there. It's the nature of work itself, isn't it?
It is the nature of work. The real problem I see is there are places in the world, especially the Middle East, the Arab world, where where there isn't going to be insuring of any manufacturing, and there are 50% unemployed. That's the powder keg.
That is, you're exactly right. And there's not much when their oil business is gone, there's not going to be much to redeem to recommend that part of the world, is there? Unfortunately.
No.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Great job today. It's always a pleasure. We always get smarter when you join us. Thanks for being there.
Jim, thanks so much.
We'll see you next time.
Look forward to talking
with you again. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, our great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.